Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And today I've invited Dottie to come share with us something that she shared in our Brave group meeting last week, which is our free support group that we offer once a month here in the office in Lafayette. And Dottie, I just love so much what you shared that I just wanted the world to hear it. So Ashley and I are going to just support you in this and celebrate you as you share something super important with the world. So this is something called gap brain and gain brain. So Dottie, take it away.
Yes, thank you for allowing me this opportunity to talk about gap brain versus gain brain. I just think it's such an important topic for all of us so that we can learn to recognize just how far we've come. You know, because we tend to focus on or how much farther we have to go rather than how far we've come. So just as an explanation for gap brain, gain brain, gap brain is the part of us that's always looking at the distance between where we are and where we think we should be. So it measures our lives by this gap, by what's missing, what's not accomplished yet, and how far we still have to go. So people in gap brain often minimize their progress. They always feel like they're behind, and they compare themselves to others, which we all know comparison is a killer. They believe their worth is tied to achievement or perfection, and they carry old survival patterns from childhood. You know, patterns like, I'm only safe if I get it right. And it's especially common in survivors of dysfunctional family systems, because in those systems, the message was always, you're not enough, or do more, be better, those kinds of things. On the other hand, gain brain is the mindset that measures backward, not how far do I have left, but look how far I've already come. You know, people in gain brain, they know how to celebrate progress, even the small steps. They acknowledge their resilience. They acknowledge when they fall down, they get up again.
And I'll get knocked down, but I
can get up again.
Man, you're gonna keep me down. Yes.
That's right. That's what that song was for.
That's right.
They also recognize healing happens slowly and intentionally. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. They can hold compassion for themselves, and they anchor their worth and who they are and not what they produce. So that mindset creates emotional safety inside the self, and it reinforces confidence and self-trust. And for trauma survivors, it starts to rewrite the old belief that you're only valuable if you're perfect. So that's the difference between gain brain and gap brain. You know, it's kind of like the old saying, see the glass half empty or the glass half full. And I know for me, through my therapy and my healing process, that it was very important for me to celebrate the little steps that I made. Because as I celebrated one little step, then it looked like, wow, look how many steps I've done. And we all know healing's for life. So I'm not looking at how many more I have to go. Just look at how far I've come from where I was before I entered therapy. Yeah.
That is, it's so good. It's so good. And I find, like, with my clients, just that little shift, from them feeling like I'm never going to get there or I'm not good enough, to that little shift of like, have you seen how far you've come? And they're like, oh, yeah, what it takes to even show up in therapy, what it takes to even think that you matter enough to even think about getting healing before you show up in therapy. We don't give ourselves that credit for how far we've come.
And I feel like it's like the gain brain really makes it so that perfectionism can't live there anymore. Like, you can't, and you're really just giving yourself credit for all the things that you've done, all the things that you've accomplished. And that can be so hard because I know I will naturally probably go in the gap brain. And I naturally will be like, oh, I have so many things. And the more I learn, the more I'm like, oh my God, I have so many things to work on. And I've had to be so intentional with just being so patient with myself and just allowing myself to be human. Because I'm like, I'm not going to always react the way that I want to. I'm not going to always handle situations the perfect way, but I am learning and I am growing every single day. And you're right, Dottie. If I look back on where I started, I'm like, wow, leaps and bounds, different person
Pretty
completely, like,
exactly.
I'm doing things now that I could have never imagined myself doing, and it's sad that we don't give ourselves that, that permission to just be like, wow, look at how far I've come. And even if, even if I stopped right now, like I would still be good enough. Even if I stopped healing right now, which I'm not, but even if I did, like it would still be good enough. And just, and it's really just that huge, there's a huge like self-compassion piece in there where it's like you're just showing yourself so much compassion and you're giving yourself so much grace and you're giving yourself so much credit for all the things that you've done.
Yeah, because so many people don't even start. They may have a goal in mind, but they don't even start because of how far they have to go. We hear of people as, I think one of the most common is people who want to lose weight, and they think, oh, I've just got so far to go. I'm not even going to start. Or they start and they lose 10 or 15 pounds quickly. And then that wall hits, that plateau, and you can't move the scale for anything. And the next thing you know, you've given up, because now it becomes too hard. Rather than looking like, wow, I lost 5 pounds. People say, oh, I only lost 5 pounds. No, you lost 5 pounds. Let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate that you lost 5.5 pounds because that's better than where you were before.
Yeah. And I feel like real healing is not like sudden, drastic. Sometimes it is, right? But it's not, usually it's not these sudden, drastic changes. It's these slow changes over time, these habits that you're building in that slowly build into these huge, larger changes. But they start off really small. And if you don't give you credit for all those little steps you're taking, it's like you're missing out on the big picture at the end of it when you're like, wow, I've come so far with all these small steps I'm taking.
It is. It's like those daily small choices that end up adding up to a whole different life, like a completely different way of living. And I love this because it's like that shift towards thinking about our recovery in a life-giving kind of way. With a gap brain, that's kind of full of all the shoulds. Well, I should have done that, and I should be further along, and I shouldn't have this problem anymore, or everybody else seems to be doing better than me, or I'm still struggling. What's wrong with me? I should have healed by now, right? I can't tell you how many people I've heard say that in my office. Like, I should have had this by now, And I'm just like, oh my goodness. It's rooted in comparison and shame and scarcity. And just like that self pressure of you should have, so many shoulds, you kind of get convinced that you're failing. And we see the failing versus the progress that we're making. The shift that you're talking about is just like a life-changing shift, Dottie, because we don't realize how the words we use change how we feel, change how we live, everything. And so the shift that you're talking about, like to the, but look how far we've come, where we start celebrating, like I have my clients celebrate everything. Like, what are we celebrating this week? Well, I had a boundary. Yes, let's celebrate that, where it can sound like, wow, I handled that situation better than I used to, right? Or I'm showing up for myself in ways that the old me never could, would. And that shift of actually seeing it that way and thinking about that is powerful. I'm not that girl anymore. Look at my growth. I'm doing the best I can with what I have, and it matters. And this is kind of that shift to the compassion, right? And the truth and the resilience and the possibility. And it shifts us out of that shame space into that safety space. And it's just so powerful. I love it.
Yes, I love that compassion piece, because I mean, gap brain is normal. We kind of grow up with that conditioning of having this gap brain because it's a survival strategy that many of us grew up with. We lived in these unpredictable homes, and our brains learn to constantly scan for what's missing. What's wrong? What do I need to fix? So that gap brain is kind of a way of staying one step ahead of danger, right? So, when we live in these chaotic homes, we learn if I'm not perfect, I'll be punished, I'll be ignored, or I might be shamed. And our brain stays in this hypervigilance, always checking the gap. So it's normal. So
There's no
gap
shame.
brain was once it protective and it helped to survive childhood where the goalpost was always moving. That's where we learned to have that gap brain. On the other hand, game brain invites us to measure backward against who we used to be and not against who we think we're supposed to be. And it's so powerful because it calms our nervous system and it helps build self-trust. And we get to rewire our old patterns and restore emotional safety. So it creates this motivation instead of shame. So, game brain says, I honor where I am. I see how far I've come. My progress matters, and I'm evolving every day.
Reach.
Yeah.
I celebrate that.
And I love this. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Dot.
Well, I was just going to say how I love this metaphor about, thinking about climbing a mountain, because a lot of times that's what some of our goals feel like we're climbing these mountains and we get, we start climbing toward the peak and we look up and we see, oh my gosh, how far do I have to go? But game brain is turning around and seeing what you've already climbed. So I love that visual.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, and if you think about it too, I feel like game brain is like that's the best way to build your own self-confidence. Because you talked about that, Dottie, too. Like it builds your self-confidence, it builds your trust with yourself because you're able to look back and see, like, wow, I've come so far. I've learned all of these things. And then whenever you do look ahead, you're like, I can do that too. This is just another mountain for me. And I've overcome that mountain. I can do this one too. Even if it's a little bit higher, I can do that one too. And I feel like that's so powerful.
And giving ourselves, the grace, especially when we set a goal and we don't reach it in the time frame we gave ourselves, we just restructure the goal. That's all we need to do is restructure that goal, give us more time, give us some grace instead of giving up on the goal. Well, I didn't make it, so I guess I'm not good enough. Well, all of those childhood shaming words come back to us, like I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough, or all of those things. But no, we can choose to restructure the goal.
I love that.
One of the things I was thinking too, Dottie, because you've been teaching me so much about somatic things and body things, just the feeling of the gap brain in your body. It's almost like a suffocating feeling. I can't get a deep breath, or I'm holding my breath versus the gain brain. It's almost like this opening of your chest, and it's like this loosening, this release in your body, just like the impact of that even on your body, of shifting how you think about it or shifting how you talk about it, and then how that impacts
Absolutely.
your body.
Yeah, because when we're always looking at how far we have to go, that triggers our nervous system. Our sympathetic nervous system gets triggered, and we're like fight or flight. A lot of times we give up, we're paralyzed. All of those things just kind of keep us from being able to think clearly and have the clarity that we need to pick ourselves back up. So, being able to release all of that tension through somatic work or breath work or meditation or whatever it is. I mean, that's huge.
And it's another way that we can grow in self-awareness, in our thoughts of like, how your thinking patterns, and gap and gain brain is basically a thinking pattern, is what it's addressing. And so it's like, if you can gain more self-awareness on your thinking patterns, you can overcome so many things, because we don't realize how much our thinking patterns, our thoughts, like, determine everything we do. It starts in your brain, and then we do it after. If we can address those thinking patterns and realign them, and really just encourage ourselves and love ourselves and be grateful for how far we've come, it's like that can just keep you going, or even keep you like kind of like rocket ship you off, like going places.
That's right. You're going places. I love that. Instead of falling on your face and staying there, you're going to fail at 100% of the things you don't try.
That's true.
It's another way of taking your power back. It's another way of, I mean, like for so many of us, we did what we did. We were on that autopilot base where we thought what we thought and kept going down that path. And this is another way to be intentional about how we're thinking, realizing that we can actually create the life that we want to live. And this is a very practical way of thinking about that, but also practicing.
It definitely does take practice, of thinking. I'm going to think positively and celebrate where I've come. It takes practice because we're so used to and so conditioned to just give up. It's because that's easier, but when we don't give up and we can celebrate even the small steps, that's where our energy comes from. We start becoming energized enough to say, okay, well, I've gotten this far. Let me see how far I can come. Like Ashley said, let's see how far we can go. Let's create a new little goal for ourselves instead of trying to eat the elephant in one sitting. Let's eat it a little bit at a time.
Healing is so much more manageable when you think about it in small little pieces. Because I know for me, when I started therapy, I was just like, ah, I'm gonna like try to fix everything and we're gonna have it all figured out. And then I slowly got to the point where I was like, I can't. Like, I cannot heal everything right now. And I have to be patient with myself that this is gonna be a process. And it might be a long process, but I'm committed to it. And I know that I'm just gonna take manageable little bites, one at a time, as we go. And then that having that game brain where I'm like, I'm gonna give myself credit for all the little bites that I've taken and all the big bites that I've taken and all the big the little bites that turn into big bites, and all the things.
And then find those people who are going to celebrate with you.
Yes.
Not those that are going to be like, oh, you've been on that diet for however long and that's all you lost. Well, yeah, that is, but that's a lot. And find those people who are not, who are going to celebrate that with you.
Yes. I think that's so important because when you're excited about the small wins, if you have friends who aren't excited about your small wins and they're like, you've been healing, whatever. Like that just is so, that's so like, oh, that's such a bummer. But when you have friends who are like, yes, you did that. That's so awesome. It just keeps you going. And it's so important who you surround yourself with because if you have people that are your cheerleaders and they're really cheering you on and they're like, that's amazing, it just keeps you going. And you're like, yes, I'm in the right direction.
Love that.
It's just a life-changing shift. And, recovery is for life, like we say here. So we're just constantly learning different ways of, how do we open ourselves up to the possibilities? How do we help ourselves reach the spaces we want to go and that shift in how we think about it? But then, like you guys are saying, surrounding yourself by other people. Or with other people that also remind you of how far you've come. I become the biggest cheerleader of my clients and my friends, of like, woohoo, how far we've come. And you see their little spirit lift and they're like, oh, yeah. Like for a lot of my clients, they've never been told that I'm proud of you. And so they haven't learned to be proud of themselves either and be able to see, like, wow. I'm kind of amazing. Like, look at the shit I've been through, and then look how far I've come. And look at, there's just like such a powerful shift of like that becomes a such an important part of living in recovery every day. And I love what you're sharing, Dottie. This is so good.
Yeah, and that encouragement, that is part of being able to continue on the journey is, getting that encouragement and like, oh yeah, I did do that. Reminding people, you did do that. That was big. That was huge. That was growth.
That's
That
right.
was healing. And all of those simple phrases just that kind of, they give you this energy and you feel capable of continuing and doing even more.
That's right. Yeah, and you did that, right? Emphasis on you.
You did that.
Nobody else did that for you, And so let's celebrate that. And so, maybe with it being so close to Thanksgiving and we're thinking about what we're grateful for, maybe we can all start thinking about some of the things that we do well, right? Or how far we have come, even from last year to this year. So let's think about that. Like, let's each three of us think about that, and we'll invite everyone else to think about that. Think about Thanksgiving last year. Just for a minute. Where were you? Who were you? What were you doing? And then a year later, how far you've come. What do you notice? What's good?
I'm a totally different person than the person I was last year. And there are, I mean, so many different things. And it's just really a testament of all those small little steps that have built up into these larger habits that have just completely transformed my life and my relationships and my marriage with my kids. You know, when you heal yourself, it really does have like this rippling effect to your whole family. And I've seen, you know, my marriage is so transformed, you know, in the last year, even from last year. It's completely different. And just, you know, my relationships, my friendships have changed a lot. And really, I feel like now I have these really close, meaningful relationships that I didn't have, you know, a year ago or, you know, years ago. And the things that I've always kind of wanted, you know, to have a healthy marriage where we can communicate and we can have really hard conversations and come out on the other side more connected and together and not separated, you know. Like that was before, it was like we'd be more separated. Now we're more connected. We're more in tune. We're more aligned. And the same with my friendships, just being able to have hard conversations with my friendships and then coming together and being closer and more aligned than ever. And, you know, seeing my kids now starting to heal and starting to, we're undoing all of the, you know, dysfunctional things that we were teaching them. I'm now undoing with my kids too. And just seeing them, you know, walk in that and just kind of like become more confident. You know, I'm watching my kids become more confident and just encouraging them to love themselves and encouraging them, you know, to let go of perfectionism and like, it's okay. We're human. And for me too, you know, all the things that I'm teaching my kids and like just being more present with myself, being more present in my life and being able to just show myself that gratitude and show myself that compassion and just know that this is just a journey that's just going to keep getting better.
I love that, Ashley. You know, I can relate to a lot of that as well, you know, and I'm thankful for how far I've come with my authenticity, you know, and being able to release the mask that I hid behind, you know, in order to feel loved. Now I can show up authentically, which has also helped my marriage and my friendships, having all of those hard conversations. You know, so I'm thankful for the friends that I had the hard conversations with who understood and stayed and, you know, thanked me for those instead of, you know, shaming me or, you know, making me feel like it was all my fault. You know, that's my childhood wound. So I'm thankful for those friends that I have who understood. And we're grateful for my honesty and my authenticity. And it did. It built such better, closer, more connected, authentic relationships. So I'm definitely thankful for that and that growth through this year.
I love that.
Me too. I love that. And I can so relate to that too. Like, I'm finding that it's becoming a little more easier for me to choose me, you know, a little more easier for me to make choices that honor me and aren't so based on what everyone else is going to think about it or feel about it, you know. And even thinking about Embrace Your Brave. Because it's easy to think how much further we have to go versus how far we've already come. We started this podcast this year. This is, who is this? You know, I'm just like, not that girl anymore. It's just stepping into your brave and seeing how far you've come. Because little Dawn would not be doing shit like this, right?
Do want to celebrate that Embrace You Brave has over, I mean, Not That Girl Anymore podcast has over 2,000 unique listeners. So that is a milestone. We applaud and celebrate that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's such a privilege to be able to have something like this where we can reach lots of people and hope that they get encouraged and feel inspired and feel hopeful for what it can look like in their own life, right? That they matter, that their story matters, right? What we say here all the time, and their healing matters. I would invite you guys to think about what that looks like for you. Think about a year ago and how far you've come, and find ways to celebrate that this year as we step into the holidays and Thanksgiving. Just remember, you matter, your story matters, your healing matters, and you're not that girl anymore. Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.